What a weird ending.
That is one strange ending it is.
Blood, truly. Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel, here on The Mix.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show, aren't we?
Yes, coming up at 10 o'clock, we have Boomer Bill's Rock and Roll Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm. And at 11 to 1, we'll have Wayne Gentry and Rewind.
All here on WKGC.
We will. And we, of course, have a vitamin B today, and if you don't like it, you can actually blame Stephen because...
I picked it.
He picked it. I accosted him yesterday at the library and said, okay, you're on the show tomorrow. You pick the vitamin B of the day, so...
In my defense, I gave you three.
You did. You did. But I just thought that this one... I like...
I had a fourth ready, but I didn't think you wanted to go 8 minutes.
No.
Which
no.
one?
She Ain't Heavy? Or what is it?
She came in through the bathroom.
No.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club.
No.
I don't know.
Jeez.
Anyways.
It'll come to me when the...
As soon as we go off air, I'm sure it's going to pop right out there.
The one we're actually doing
The one we're actually doing here is the end. Yes, it is. And this is actually the last song the four of them recorded together.
Really?
And it is the only song that I know of, anyway, where all four of them had a lead break. Every one of them... What you got it?
I do. I Want You. She's So Heavy.
Oh, I Want You. Yeah. Okay. No, we'll do that sometime when
it leads into Black Sabbath.
Next time one of our guests doesn't show up and we need to fill a song instead of an 8-minute Isaac Hayes, we'll do an 8-minute Vitamin B. I'm good with that.
Okay.
All right. Or we could just do Inagata. We could introduce ourselves, do Inagata DeVita, and go home.
I think you've come up with the entire holiday break.
Okay. This is what we're doing over the holidays. Anyway, if you listen in the middle, in the lead break in the middle, you'll hear three different separate guitar sounds and techniques, and this is one of the few times you ever get to hear Mr. Starkey.
Yep.
Doing his Sir Starkey. Doing a drum solo, and so
an economical drum solo,
but it's a drum solo. He didn't like drum solos. He always thought that drummers were there to help the other musicians, not to go out front, and he was, I think, the last drummer that ever thought that, too.
Well, probably because he wasn't the best drummer in the Beatles.
No, a lot of Beatles people do say that, anyway.
Doesn't matter if you're the best. It matters if you're the most important drummer
exactly.
of the Beatles.
Yes.
There you go. Anyway, recorded in July of 1969, released in September of that year at Apple Studios, EMI London, produced by George Martin. Here is your Daily Dose of Vitamin B on WKGC.